Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Pan, and this Aspire radio program is being recorded for June 5th, 2021. We're going to talk about something I pound on with people here on radio. Not so much TV, but on radio. How stupid we are. And it's a very difficult subject because it's so insulting. But there is a lot of stupidity in our country today, probably in our world. I don't live, you know, in other countries, but there's a lot of stupidity. And I looked up the word stupid in the dictionary. Having or showing a great lack of intelligence or common sense. Get that? Common sense. Dazed and unable to think clearly. Stupid. Well, then you look into the word stupidity. Behavior that shows a lack of good common sense. Quality of being stupid or unintelligent. Now, I know I have been stupid. I can tell you that right off the bat. And I did stupid things in my own life. I just know I did. How do I know they were stupid? Because they were unkind and cowardly. And when I was young and I was unkind and cowardly, I would not want to get in trouble with my mother or my father or whatever, or people in general society, and I would do and say stupid things that had nothing to do with the relevance of having the courage not to be a coward. So I'm going to describe stupidity or define it as the lack of common sense and the lack of courage, the lack of courage to be intelligent, to live my life in accord with being able to see what is going on in my world and in myself, in my karma, and what is ahead of me. Now, I want to say this in this definition of stupidity. When Gregory does not see the consequences of his acts, when he cannot recognize the consequence of what he is going to do or say, he does very stupid things. And his idea is, gee, maybe I can get away with this. I want to tell you a story, and I love this story very much. It was way, way back in the beginning years of my teaching career in Decatur, Illinois. Ouch. That's a horrible place. If you've ever been there, it's you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, it was back in the 70s. And there was this elderly gentleman who had three grandkids, and he used to tell them all sorts of stories. And some of the stories were true. Most of them weren't. They were stories about their kids, their friends, the city. He used to just like to tell stories. And they were innocuous. They didn't amount to anything. And it wasn't like he was lying to them. But he was lying to them. And the kids would sit there and listen to all this. And then their parents would later say, Grandpa isn't telling you the truth. That's not what happened. So he was telling them this gigantic story one day. And the parents were watching and listening. And the story was totally fictional, but it was exciting. And one of the kids looked at the other and said, it isn't true. Grandpa doesn't tell the truth. And the other kid looked at him with eyes wide open and said, I don't know, maybe this one could be true. I love that story. This one could be true. Well, you know, there you are. Being stupid, we think everything we hear and say and have listened to in the media and in the world and in other people and even in ourselves that is lacking good common sense is something that is very much lacking. So let's look into this a little bit. I have some questions. I get a lot of questions about this because, frankly, I think the American public is stupid. I do. I think we're dummied down by our pleasures. I think we're dummied down by assumption. I don't think we get information that is true and credible, and we build stories on it. This one could be true. You never know. And we have to ask ourselves, why do we believe in the stories? And what is it about them that maybe appeals to my sensibilities? And what are our sensibilities? It is our genetic influence, that genetic nature in us. That's what it's really all about. So in my genetics, I formulate a bias. And that bias is what I will use as my common sense. Do you get it? I will use that bias as common sense. And when I do that, I miss everything. I miss the meaning, the substance. I become stupid. I become unintelligent. Because I lose the common sense to realize how to put two and two together and make four. But that's just one level of intelligence. Let's go to the first question. I'm losing time here. This is from Randall, and he does not tell me where he lives. How do people get stupid, like you say? And then he goes into all sorts of theories about being stupid, and he is right about a lot of those theories. A lot of it has to do with what appeals to me emotionally. I have done stupid things that appealed to me emotionally. And I also did things, like I'm sure everyone else has, where you didn't want to hurt someone's feelings. So you didn't tell. I don't do this anymore. Believe me, I don't. But when I was younger and I was a kid, if I knew it was going to upset my mother, then I wouldn't tell her. I just wouldn't tell her because I didn't want to get the wrath of the dragon lady. So a lot of the times, the reason we do stupid things is to spare us from the agony of other people's judgments and how they think of us. So when I do or live in that manner, I remove myself from the auspice of love. I don't really allow myself to have too much love in all of that. The way we get stupid is we sit there in our lethargicness and we do something that is very ugly, okay? And that is we assume. We assume that this is right, or we assume that that is wrong, or we assume that this information we got, let's say from the media, is true. Well, I have found in my counseling work that people like what they like, assume what they like to assume as right for the sake of no longer having to be tolerant to those things that they don't want to be tolerant to. If you don't like a candidate, if you don't like the way they look, the way they talk, their age, their circumstance, nothing they say will be right to you, to you. And I judge according to appearances when I do that. And when I do that, I miss the message of possibly what they're talking about and the bigger picture of it. How do people get stupid? They get lethargic. They get assumptive, and then they get indifferent. And when those three things happen, then I get into a modality inside my brain where I don't really want to know the truth. I just like being what I am and emoting what I emote and thinking what I think. And it fits making me either a victim, or it fits making me seemingly smarter than the average bear, or it makes me believe that my poop don't stink. And that's the way people like to think. They do. They like to think that they're infallible. I wrote a commentary on this last month on the infallible mind, and you should read it. It will help you understand why we do and think and say the things we do and think and say. We're stupid, all of us. I've been stupid. I've had my moments of brilliance. I have. I really have. But I've also had many moments of great stupidity where I thought what I thought was correct was not correct at all. But I liked what it was saying. I liked the prejudice around it. And when I learned that that's what I was doing, that I was just doing the prejudice thing, that's when everything changed. And that is a big deal, a very big deal. Now telling the truth or not doing stupid things is far easier because you have to see the field. You have to see that bigger picture of your life. Everything we do is going to have consequences to it. Everything. The slightest nuance of anything I do has a consequence to it. And if I am not intelligent enough to see what that consequence could be, then I do very, very, very stupid things. That's what people do. There you are, my friend. I hope that helps. I got to move on. Please forgive me. Namaste. All right, here's one from Romney. He does not tell me where he lives. The lack of education makes us stupid. The cost of college is too much. And a lot of people are going to not get the education they need to be smart or intelligent. Romney, I want to say something to you here. There's a difference between being intelligent and being smart in my book, okay? I know a lot of stupid people. I mean, a ton of them, really stupid, who are very smart. Yeah. They're very, very cunning. They're very smart, and they can put two and two together and come up with four quicker than anybody in the room. They're smart about being cunning. They are smart about how cunning they are, and they know how to manipulate. I know a lot of friends, colleagues, acquaintances, all of them, very smart people, but stupid? Oh, my God. So I equate intelligence as the synthesis of merging my spiritual awakening, my own spiritual acuity, with some mental and emotional acuity that allows me to express that intelligence in and through my life. For instance, I just gave you one. I'll give you it again in another way. Only in your spiritual acuity, your deep spiritual acuity, do you realize the consequence of yourself upon your own life. It is only in that. If you don't have any awareness, you will not realize the consequence of yourself as it shapes and molds your daily living and brings you into all sorts of places and cul-de-sacs and things that determine how you're going to live your life and how your life is going to present itself to you. Now, I look at life and living as two separate things. My living leads me to the assumption of my life, and that is stupid. But when I am aware and conscious, my living brings me to the reconciliation of life that is there to help me bring love into my existence, not cleverness, not cunningness, but basic, even beyond the idea of common sense, basic awareness. So now I'm not operating out of the whole idea that this is right, this is wrong, this is good, this is bad. You see, one of the ways we lower our intelligence quotient and become the pedestrian mentality is as we live our life according to right and wrong, good and bad. When I have right and wrong and good and bad inside me, and I start acquiescing to it, I will start really living socially, not spiritually. I will start to think, well, this is what is acceptable socially, and this is what's not acceptable socially. But there are circumstances and conditions that the social premise of, let's say, our country, is not really good common sense. It's just not something you do to help awaken yourself to love. So everything has to be in proportion, Romney, to love. Love is not a thought. Love is a state of being within us. And if I don't have that state of being of love in me, then I'm going to suffer grievously with my own stupidity and wrestle with it. When I really realized that love was the way, it is what this lifetime is all about. It is to be accomplished. It is a great accomplishment. When I realized that that was more important than getting what I wanted, then I stopped doing stupid things. Now, you start to realize that your common sense won't be enough to help you realize this great state of love that lives within everyone. So you're going to have to go beyond even common sense. But the one common sense that you will have that is absolutely, I can't even tell you how powerful this common sense is how do I bring love into my day? Now, this requires a simple mind. There are three things I teach my students: simplicity, solitude, and silence. Those are my three premises. And if you can learn how to simplify the way you live your life, you will find that your life will soon live you. But if you never find this simplicity, you don't go into the solitude of it, then you will never know the silence. So that would look like I will live by my wits, I will live by my logic, I will live by my reasoning, I will live according to the manner of what appeals to me, my own ideal of common sense, and that's strictly my ideal, and hence I'll miss the whole thing because I will assume and assume and assume. We just can't really see the bigger picture when we're assuming we know what is right or what is wrong or what is good or what is bad. When we assume all of that, we miss it. We miss our life. There is nothing I can do to change all of that. If I'm going to be assumptive about my life, there's nothing I can do to see the consequences of my life. And that's the big one. You see, the intelligent person mingles their spiritual awareness with how they live their life day to day in the intelligence of not doing those things that hurt them. That is called discipline. Discipline isn't removing myself from the things I want to do. It's removing myself from the things that harm me. And when you realize what really harms you, you won't do those things anymore, even when you are impulsed by your emotions to do those things, like vengeance or any amount of pride that you might have that you might think is more important than forgiveness and compassion. All these things are very important. And if you get them, if you understand them, if you deal with them, they won't deal with you and you can awaken. That's not going to happen. But anyway, there you are. Hope that helps. Thank you, Romney, for your email too and your kind words. And please forgive me. Namaste. He understands why I say please forgive me at the end. And I really appreciated what he had to say. Okay, here's the last question. This person wants to remain anonymous. I do not know them. They just said anonymous. I don't know if they're male or female or vegetable or animal. I don't know. I am stupid, but I can't admire it. What do I do? And then it's signed stupid. I love what you said. And I chose your email because you said, I can't admire it. I was so deeply touched by that when you wrote that. I can't admire that. Most people do. They don't think they're stupid, but they admire the stupid things that they love to do. Their silly mischief. And they just keep it going and they actually admire it. You, on the other hand, you don't admire it. That is an amazing, amazing thing. So you got to go with the part of not admiring it. And that means you have to live in the depth of your humility. The first beatitude of Jesus, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Teachable, pliable, not all-knowing. So if you go into this and you want to cure your stupidity, you will do it with humility. You know, humility heals a lot of things in us. It elevates us into consciousness. So if you really want to do what you say you want to do and you don't want to admire your own stupidity, and I again tell you that that's a huge step forward, then what you will do is you will humble. You must take this attitude all throughout your days, okay? Only don't know. You don't need to know everything. You can't know everything. I can't know everything. So the whole effort is to only don't know. And if you can live in that realm of only don't know, and you can watch, observe, without the need for you to be right and think you know it all, like so many people do, just don't know. Now, as that culminates inside of you and starts to change the fabric of your life, it will also change everything about yourself. And you will find many, many insights coming to you. Things that you hadn't known before, didn't know before, maybe even didn't want to know before. But now you'll know. And in that kind of quasi-knowing, you will become aware of the consequence of your life. That's the big one. It isn't about your IQ. IQ is meaningless. What is important is, can you see the field of your life? Can you see the bigger picture? Can you realize what is going on beyond the concepts of what you think of as reality? Now, if you can do that, which you can, by being humble, meditative, observant, watching, just watching, without bringing in your genetic prejudice and bias, I'd rather have this than that, but, you know, none of that, just watch. You will start to see the depth of the consequences of your life. You will start to understand what that consequence is and the depth of them, and you will no longer struggle and fight for what you think is right. That was a poem. Well, anyway, that's where it's at. I admire you, whoever you are, anonymous, and I respect why you went anonymous. And I respect your question, and thank you for listening. Please forgive me. Namaste. Well, there you are. Now you know why you're stupid. But if you're smart, you'll listen tomorrow. I have more for you. Have a wonderful day. Please forgive me. Namaste.